We've been talking about K through 12 education this week. We heard from the Teacher of the Year.
Generally, when I meet my students, I believe in them more than they believe in themselves. And then over time, I have to convince them that, you know, they can do whatever they set their mind to.
We talked about inequality in education.
We still have entrenched patterns of racial and socioeconomic isolation, especially in urban areas.
And we had a debate about charter schools.
Families are voting with their feet, and they are choosing the charter school, the effect of charter schools more and more. And so I think you have to have that pressure there. If you take that off, then what is the incentive for the existing status quo to change itself? There really is none.
You can find all those conversations at hereandnow.org. And as we wrap up our series, let's look to the future and where the presidential candidates stand on education reform with Anya Kamenetz, NPR's education blogger. Hi, Anya.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going well. And, you know, education hasn't been a prominent issue in this presidential campaign, but Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump do differ on their plans for improving schools. Trump wants to expand school choice. Here he is speaking in September, laying out his plan at a charter school in Cleveland.
As president, I will establish the national goal of providing school choice to every American child living in poverty. That means that we want every disadvantaged child to be able to choose the local public, private, or charter school, a magnet school, any of these schools that is best for them and for their family.
Anya, tell us more about how that would work.
Well, Trump's plan has been called sort of a reheated version of the GOP reform agenda from, up to like 10 years ago. The recipe of vouchers, of expanded choice, and of charter school programs is something that actually isn't really so much part of the consensus anymore. And the irony was brought home by the fact that the place that he chose to make that announcement was actually a failing charter school that had gotten an F from the state. Charter schools are, still on an expansion in some states, but there's also increasing pushback. And I would say a fraying of what was once a bipartisan coalition about the best ways to improve education that was led and championed by many conservatives doesn't have the same support that it did maybe 10 years ago.
And when we talk about a voucher program, just explain how that would work. So would everybody in the country, if they didn't want to go to their local public school, then they would get a voucher to go to a different school?
Well, voucher programs tend to work on the state level because most K-12 funding happens on the state level. The federal government plays a very small role in that. And in the places where voucher programs have been put into place, they have very uneven results. So the idea is, yes, you can basically take your money with you, your per head funding, and go to a private school, a religious school, an online charter school. And depending on how these programs are designed, they oftentimes end up with worse outcomes for students that take advantage of them.
And Hillary Clinton is opposed to school voucher programs. She says Trump's proposal would decimate public schools across the country. What is her plan for education reform?
So Hillary, when it comes to education, her deepest level of conviction really is in pre-K. So she talks a lot about early Head Start. She wants to double the federal funding for early Head Start. She wants to make pre-K universal for four-year-olds. When it comes to K-12, she's been a bit more circumspect. She's talking about sort of softer proposals like computer science for all. And I think the reasoning behind that is that, as I mentioned before, there's not as much of a consensus on the best way to make schools better, even among Democrats. So you have a situation right now where, movements like Black Lives Matter, the NAACP, are calling for a moratorium on the expansion of charter schools. And teachers unions, which have been very supportive of Clinton, the heads of the largest teachers unions are both very strong Clinton surrogates. And so what their agenda is to expand public schools, to expand pay for teachers, to expand funding, and to kind of pull back the throttle on accountability and testing and some things that have really been the mainstay of the Obama education agenda.
And on the issue of pre-K, this is something that President Obama has been a big fan of, calling for universal pre-K. Where does Donald Trump stand on that?
We haven't heard too much from him on pre-K specifically. He's called for, expansion of paid leave for parents, which is an interesting proposal from the GOP. There was one speech by his daughter talking about the need to expand paid leave. But on specifically pre-K, we haven't heard too much.
Have the candidates come down on the issue of Common Core?
Yes. Donald Trump has picked up, again, on some very strong sentiment within the GOP against the Common Core. So he's tweeted about how he's very opposed to the Common Core. If you search for Common Core on Twitter, you'll find many avowed Trump supporters talking about the dangers of the Common Core. It's interesting when you look at public opinion in general. There was a report that came out, a national survey in the beginning of the school year, saying that Americans' approval of the Common Core has really plummeted in the few years since it's been introduced. However, their negative reactions are very tied to the name Common Core. And if you ask them, do you think that the same standards should be in schools in different states, there's a lot more approval for that idea. But of course, that is what the Common Core is. It's just the name itself is really seeming to become kind of toxic.
Anya Kamenetz, NPR's education blogger, thanks so much.
Thank you.